Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Luann Fulmer, and this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. Today, we have a lot of exciting things we're going to talk about. Eric has a webinar coming up. So really, our show is going to consist of a lot of things that will be in that webinar. We'll touch on those things. Here's the phone number for you to remember, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Also, you'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worry-less wealth. Doesn't that sound wonderful, to be able to worry less about your finances in retirement? Getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. This is something Eric has developed, and it's complimentary. Again, 800-454-1184 to get on Eric's calendar or to just call him with questions. And then, of course, their website is wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric.
Hello, Luann. And it's good to be here just talking about what was and what will be and, you know, what should you be doing now, right?
Right.
That's the big thing.
Right. And so you've been busy, haven't you, planning this webinar that's coming up?
Yeah, so we usually do kind of like a state of the nation kind of thing, mostly for our clients, but we decided just to open this up to everybody because it's been such a, you know, unique time. You know, I always hate when people say unprecedented. It's like, I think the word unprecedented has been used an unprecedented amount of times. if we do think back a year ago, right now, I mean, you know, everything was open. Everybody was going to school and work and, you know, and people were just walking around looking normal.
Right? So, not wearing masks.
Yeah. And now I leave my empty office and go get food and see five or six people in the middle of downtown San Jose at lunchtime. And that's about it. And, you know, and wearing a mask and can't eat inside or outside even. And, you know, obviously lots changed. And with the stock market, of course, we had the monster drop and then the crazy rebound and the Fed just turning on the printing presses like crazy last year. I mean, they, in the financial crisis, they went from 1 trillion on their balance sheet to 2. In this crisis, they printed $3 trillion in 3 months. I mean, just money that they've made up out of nowhere, just invented. Isn't that cool? I mean, wouldn't you love to be able to do that for yourself?
Hey, I wish we could, but it's very safe thing to do as a country.
Yeah, so the hard part is now, we're not talking about national debt, by the way. We're just talking about money they've invented. The national debt over the last 4 years went up by $7 trillion to $21 trillion. So it went up almost 50%. And now the debt level to the GDP, which is how much the economy produces, is right at 100%. So in other words, we're making, the entire economy is making just as much as we owe, which is very scary. That number just historically has been in the 30 to 50% range. So not only do we have a ton of debt, and then the Fed was printing money, and now we're going to be even probably giving away more money. Right. So, you know, what does this do to you? How does this affect your money? You know, how does the divergence of Wall Street and Main Street that's been so prevalent, right? I mean, there's all these small businesses that are going out under, you know, going under or people not working. But then if you work in high tech or something like that, you're doing fine and making tons of money. So it is a very divergent economy right now. And it's very strange. And obviously for most of it's not affecting Wall Street, which is kind of amazing. But if you think about it, you know, your little, my dry cleaners that went under or, you know, a lot of these little restaurants, those aren't traded in the stock exchange. So they're not going to be affected by the stock market, right? So, you know, so a lot of these places that are falling apart aren't affecting, you know, the main, you know, the Wall Street kind of dollars. And so that's what we're going to talk about on the webinar is, you know, how does that affect things going forward? How are things going to change probably this year? You know, so that's one of the big things is just, you know, where is your money now with us having such a great year end with the market? You know, are you going to lock in some of those things or are you just going to keep letting it ride and hope it goes up forever and not learn from the past for when it crashes, right? So especially if you're closer to retirement, that's when the webinar is going to be probably even more useful for you to attend.
So tell us how we can sign up for that webinar.
Yeah, so probably the easiest way, I mean, we could probably, we don't have this built in, so it'd be a little bit more manual. But yeah, you could text us or call you for the link. So if you text us, you could just say text webinar to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 1184, or you can just, the easiest way is just go to Wealth Creator Radio. So it's Wealth Creator Radio, and there's a little four squares, and one of them will say attend our webinar, and you just click on that and register, and we'll have you set up. And if you can't make it live, this will be a live webinar. You can ask me questions, go over anything. We'll be have a chat function up, so if you're asking us questions, we'll try to address all those. But if you can't make it, also by just registering, you'll get the replay automatically sent to you. So even if you can't go, I would say just register, just so that way you can get that replay sent, and then the replay you can watch on demand. So it'd be definitely something good to sign up for. And again, probably helps if you know when the webinar is.
I was just gonna say,
right?
Yeah.
So it's January 27th. So that's this Wednesday here, January 27th at 6 o'clock. So yeah, definitely if you can, try to go to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can sign up for the webinar.
All right. Very good. Everybody's looking forward to that. And again, this is for people who are either already in retirement, or if you're thinking about retiring, you can do this too, right?
Yeah. And even people who are younger, it's going to still pertain. But, if you're probably 40 and up, it's definitely going to be great information, because you're getting closer to retirement. And that's going to be probably the people who it's going to be more meaningful to.
Okay, very good. And we just want to thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is here to help you retire well, to help you have a remarkable retirement. That's what our show is about every single week. And Eric has a webinar coming up this coming week. And also, you're going to be touching on our brand new president and his new tax plan. So give us a little sneak peek of what you'll be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we don't know all the details quite yet of the tax plan. He did run on the fact that if you're making over $400,000, that he'll raise your taxes.
Not very many people.
in the Bay Area, though, there is a lot more people. And especially if you've had stock options and other things, you've sold some stocks or ESPP, you definitely may be hitting over that. Even if you're maybe more in the middle, there's still some tax moves you might want to make, because of, he did say that corporate taxes will be going up, and so that's something that doesn't really affect the individual person, but it can affect the stock some. But probably the bigger one is, we just know that with all this deficit spending we've had for a long time now, really since the financial crisis and all the money printing, that we know inflation is going to be coming back, and we know that taxes will be going up, not down. And so if you know that ahead of time, what would make sense? Well, paying taxes today and getting rid of them forever. If you can, rule out a tax hike, that's what we like to call Roth, is rule out a tax hike plan. And so if you want to do that, if you want to put some money into some other investments that you can have tax deferred, even if it's not a Roth, and have access to it before you're 59 and a half. There's a lot of great tools out there that a lot of people don't really know. And so we're going to just talk briefly about what things should you be looking at? How should you be thinking about your investments? What other tax efficient investments are there? Because I think it, more than any other year, this is going to be the year to do something tax wise, because we know 2022 will be a new set of rules. And they're probably not going to be a better set of rules. They're going to be probably a worse set of rules, right? So so why not take action now? So again, if you want to register, the easiest way is just go to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's for January 27th at 6 o'clock. January 27th, 6 o'clock. If you go to wealthcreatorradio.com, you can register right there. Or you can even text us if you want us to send you the link. Text the word webinar to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Don't go away. We still have a lot more to come.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you some help with your retirement strategy. Now, if the thought of outliving your savings keeps you up at night, do not worry, you're not alone, all right? That fear of outliving retirement savings is the number one fear of most retirees. So today we're going to discuss how we can help address some of the biggest money concerns in retirement. Eric, what would you say are the biggest concerns that your clients have about retirement?
Well, obviously, what you just said there, the outliving your money is always a big, huge one. Yeah, always going to be a nervous thing. And just the fact of not having a paycheck. Mm-hmm. The funniest one I probably ever heard was one of my clients kind of compared it to Wile E. Coyote when he runs off that cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. And, you know, somehow he always stays upright and doesn't fall for a while and then finally falls. That's what it kind of felt like when he first retired because of, where's the money going to come? Where, there's no set check and all that stuff. And, the other thing, of course, is, healthcare and taxes. Healthcare is going up. Taxes will be going up. Those are both things we don't want to have to go up. You want your portfolio to go up, right? Interest rates to go up. Those things don't always necessarily work out as much as taxes and healthcare going up, right? So that's one of the other big scares for a lot of people right now is especially with what the government's given away and the growth of the national debt. And if you ever go to usdebtclock.org, you can see the latest debt numbers. And, it's astounding how fast that thing's grown. And so that's one of the things that how are they going to pay that back, right? I mean, this is stuff that the government keeps putting stuff on the credit card and they're not even making the minimum payment. They're just doing interest only. And so how's that going to play out in the end, right? And our tax is going to keep going up and they're very likely to. So the more stuff that you can move to tax-friendly, tax-free, the better off you're going to be because then you know how much money is yours. The part that people don't always think about is the fact that, if you've got a house and you got a mortgage, you know how much equity you have. I don't ever hear anybody talking about how much equity they have in their 401ks, their IRAs. They just talk about their balance. Well, that balance ain't yours. there's the U.S. government standing in the way, and odds are your state, especially here in California, is going to take a big chunk. So how is that going to play out? And if those numbers change, it doesn't matter if you earned a whole bunch more money because they're going to take a bigger percentage and that may actually eat up a lot of your earnings. So those are things that people need to have a plan for, really.
So many of us don't have pensions anymore. That's just kind of a thing right now that's been happening. How do you know? How does someone know if they've saved enough and they're not going to outlive their money?
Well, those are kind of two different things, right? Saved enough and outliving your money. You may have saved enough, you thought, but then you may still outlive your money, right? Because healthcare and other things get, as things improve, we might live longer. And you also might just start spending more. So where you thought you had enough and then all of a sudden started buying one RV, like my dad did, had one RV that he bought and then his brother, my uncle said, your RV is too small. So he bought another one, which was dumb. And there's things that people do in retirement, where they do it for fun. And then they kind of keep spending. And then all of a sudden, 5-10 years later, they're like, hold it. How much money do I have left? Where they may have had enough, but things didn't work out right or they spent too much, right? And so one of the ways that you can, you can actually kind of build your own pension. That is probably one of the things that I think most people have to do. I mean, if you look at a lot of these academic studies, especially in financial planning, kind of trade journal type stuff, a lot of stuff that university type people have done, almost all of these say there is no way for you to successfully retire without having some guaranteed lifetime income beyond Social Security. So if you don't have that pension, so Social Security is an annuity, pension's a form of an annuity. If you don't have,
you know, if you don't want to only depend on the government and you don't have a pension from some other source, that means you need an annuity. Annuity means a series of payments for the rest of your life. You need one of those for yourself. And more people need those. And so that's one of the big keys. And you know, there's a lot of ins and outs, a lot of tricks, a lot of little things, little gotchas that you have to watch out for, especially if you're wanting variable annuities. Almost never makes sense for this type of planning. Really, we're talking about the fixed and typically fixed index type. And you know, there's a lot of great tools out there, but you got to make sure it's the right one for your time frame and for what you want. And does it grow or does it stay flat and stay, you know, there's a lot of different ins and outs, but you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually help you figure out how much that income security is. You know, how much money are you going to have? You know, what's going to be that cash flow from all the investments that you have coming in? And is it going to be enough? We can only do with so much with what you got, right? So it's kind of like, you know, you can only have that engine run so fast and at peak performance. So how do we get that up to that level? And what is that number? And is it good enough? If it's not good enough, then you may have to work a little bit longer, right? So or change some analysis or, you know, retire someplace cheaper, right? So there's a lot of things you can do. But knowing that ahead of time is the big critical factor. So, you know, if you want to get that income security analysis to make sure you go, oh man, we know we're actually set. And boy, for my clients that know that, it is amazing how much less stressed they are. And that's why we call our process the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, is because we want you to worry less. There's plenty of stuff in the world to worry about. let's try to make your portfolio one less one. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you know, right now we're not charging any fee or any planning costs for doing this initial study. So what we'll do is we'll have a first meeting. We'll just go through that. We can do a quick phone call if you want, you know, or do a little bit longer one. We can do it in person or on Zoom. And again, we'll first find out what are you worried, what's your concerns, and then we're going to build that income, investment, tax, a healthcare and legacy plan. And you have one already, you just don't know what it is. So we'll show you what you have. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some issues that you have. Here's some things that you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. But you know, once you have that data, once you know that, you're going to be so much more comfortable and so much more knowledgeable. So it's a great thing to do, great thing to take care of yourself. So why don't you give us a call, 800-454-1184. Just leave us a message and we'll give you a call back at 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So Eric, tell us then where Social Security fits into your overall process when you're planning a retirement plan.
Well, obviously it is a big chunk of change. I mean, people kind of sometimes say it's not that much money, but if you often figure out how much you'd have in the bank or in some sort of investment portfolio to equal that money, it's probably about $500,000. So yeah, it's definitely important. It's part of that income plan. It's part of that stable, steady income money. But a lot of times that gap is so big, we need to have some other sources of guaranteed lifetime income. So we hunt that down. We create that for people. And that way they don't have to worry and depend on the stock market so much. I mean, if you're worried about the stock market day to day for the rest of your lifetime and how it affects your paycheck, you know, your money to live on, that's not going to be a good lifestyle. That will not be a fun retirement if you're having to see what you can do today, depending on what the market did that morning or that night before, right? So, yeah, you don't want to do that. So you want to have some good foundational income coming in with Social Security and some other guaranteed lifetime money. You want to have some steady income money that's paying some good, you know, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% dividends on ideally a monthly basis that's not in the market. And then have the money in the market, you know, but most people have it all backward, you know, when you're working. So, you know, you got to fix that balance, and that's really key. And so that's why we have the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth that we can create for people. Again, all you have to do is, if you want to do that, no cost right now. We're waiving the planning fee for radio listeners or podcast listeners. So, you know, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book an appointment right directly there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, things like that. Because wouldn't you like to worry less? And one of the things that's likely to weigh heavily on your mind is your concern about the high cost of healthcare in retirement. It's no wonder, because Fidelity estimates that the average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend $285,000 on healthcare in retirement. That doesn't even include the cost of long-term care. Let's go over again what some of the strategies are that you use to help cover healthcare costs in retirement.
Well, probably the simplest one is just what you said. Knowing about it, right? One of the worst things that happens is surprises, right? A lot of people in retirement like RVs. And when we bought our used RV, one of the first things I bought it was an extended warranty. They come out and inspect your RV to make sure, you know, everything's in working condition so you don't, you know, screw them over, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, you know, have all a bunch of claims. And literally like 4 days later, our stairs that retracted and opened and closed stopped working. And a couple of days after that, our one AC unit went out. So then had to heavily question me about, you know, about what happened. Was this broken before? I'm like, no, you guys had your guy inspected.
Yeah.
It all worked then. It just was luck of the draw. Thankfully, we known enough people with RVs that there's a lot of issues that go along with those, because it's kind of like your house, but bouncing down the street and taking a lot of abuse, right? So that was one of the good things that we're very glad that I bought that now, and it's helping cover a lot of those repair costs. And same thing with healthcare. I mean, if you don't have that in the budget, it can really mess you up. I mean, I have one client who's been very frugal. They kind of just like to hang out. They're not people who travel a ton or anything. And, you know, she was saying that since her house paid off and stuff, she figures she live on $3,000 a month, which seemed pretty amazingly low to me. Mm-hmm. And she had not even counted Medicare premiums.
Oh, dear.
And Medicare supplement, let alone any health cost at all ever. She's like, well, we're healthy, right? Yeah, but things change. And, you know, so yeah, you have to not only have, because a lot of us have your work paying for your coverage, right? So when you talk about, oh, my pay, you know, my take home check is, you know, whatever. If you need take home pay of you know, $7,000 in retirement, but you're paying for your health care before that take home pay, well, you need to add that back in. And for most people, that's going to be at least $500 a month, if not more. And so for a married couple, yeah, you're talking at least $1,000 a month. And then that's, you know, that's part of the $285,000, but that's also not counting, you know, co-pays and, you know, prescriptions and all those fun things, right? And, you know, dental can be very expensive in retirement also, because usually you don't get much of a dental plan, if any. Those are things that you need to be planning on, because if you don't have those and then all of a sudden you get surprised, well, guess what? That starts really messing up your budget and your planning, because, you know, I have one client, she wanted to make sure when she was in the casket, her smile was really big because she had $28,000 in her mouth, as she liked to call it, you know, from her dental work.
Yeah.
$28,000 one year of dental work.
Oh, yikes.
How many people have that in their budget? You know, that might not even be your, that might be more than your travel budget for 2 years, let alone, you know, did you have that at all in there? So those are the things that can really get you. And then, of course, if you have to cash that in out of a portfolio, well, what does that cost you for the next 10, 20 years? Because that money's not going to grow because you spent it. that's a lot of money, gone. So again, yeah, having that as part of your budget and part of the plan, I think that's probably the most critical thing. There's not much you can do about it. We don't know how much it's going to be or, you know, how much it's going to cost, but at least you're, you have it allocated and, you know, then at least you're not going to be as shocked.
So, Eric, I have kind of a two-part question here. What kinds of health care costs does Medicare cover? And then how can we account for the rest of those expenses?
Yeah, so Medicare is goofy. It covers very specific things like how many pints of blood and how many,
it's
literally everything. Well, I think they still say there's a book. I don't know if there's a real book anymore. It's probably all online, but originally they would tell you if it's not in this book, it doesn't, get covered. Medicare covers the baseline stuff, right? So everybody gets, Part A, which is free, and that's kind of just your hospital stuff. And then Part B is kind of more, more procedure and doctor stuff. And then pretty much everybody has to buy some sort of supplement. It could either be one where, you're getting one of these Advantage plans where it's an HMO and you have to go to their doctors and their list, or one you're paying for. And so that helps you cover a lot of stuff. But again, there's still co-payments, there's still deductibles, or, it's just basically getting back to where you were today, kind of when you're working. And that's all the regular stuff. It does not cover anything in terms of stuff that's not medical, that's chronic. So if you're getting better, if it's something you're improving from, they'll still help pay for that. If it's something you're not getting better from, then they'll stop paying for that. So that's when long-term care kind of kicks in. So there's a thing called tabling off. So if you're not improving by so many days, they'll at some point say, you've tabled off, you're off the Medicare, now it's on to you to pay for it. So a lot of places nowadays, especially hospitals, don't want you in there. It's super, super expensive. So they'll kick you out to a long-term care facility or nursing home or rehab facility. And if you're not getting better, then they'll stop paying for it. But you're still there and you're still, paying maybe several hundreds, if not almost, not quite $1,000 a day, but most of those places are anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 a month.
Right.
So, yeah, then it's on to you to pay for those costs. So, again, that's one of those things is, how can you solve that problem? Long-term care insurance used to be a good thing, but oh my gosh, I've had clients have 100% rate increases. You have plans that they bought 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so, yeah, it's really scary of how huge those costs are. And I think the scariest thing is the surviving spouse, the healthy spouse that may live for 20, 30 years after somebody had an illness. And maybe they burn through $300,000 to $500,000 of their assets. Well, they're not going to have quite the same retirement without that money there. So again, there are some great solutions that are more hybrid type ways to go about it to get you that long-term care protection, but not having to buy a long-term care policy. And so, again, that comes in with planning. And so, yeah, if you want to set the time down and say, okay, how can I get this some protection from long-term care without having to buy a long-term care insurance policy that's not guaranteed? I want something that's going to be there for me that I know is going to be there and not going to raise the rates. So there are options out there. So that's something we can help you with, and we can do it as part of the plan, or if you just want to find out more about this option, either way. But, just set up a phone call with us and we can kind of go over that there. Again, the phone number is 800-454-1184. And we'll spend 15, 30 minutes, whatever we need to kind of go over your issues and see if going to a second appointment would make sense or not. So again, give us a call, 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, Eric, let's recap the biggest concerns that retirees have. Again, tell us what they are.
Well, definitely running out of money and, how am I going to get this income? And then is healthcare going to eat up everything and leave me with nothing? What are the choices you have? And, really, you got to have a plan. I mean, it sucks. It's one of those things where, it's like, how do you lose weight and get healthy? Well, you eat better and exercise. Okay, beyond that. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no magic pill yet to do it. Everybody's waiting for that one. And dang, that'll be a huge stock whenever that somebody figures that one out. But yeah, in the meantime, no, you got to do it the old fashioned way of, taking time and doing it. So when you're talking about financial planning and money, it's all about having that income plan, written income plan. and then figure out how your investments should be tied to create that income plan. What tax options are you doing? How are you going to lower your taxes for the rest of your life, not just this year? And then healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas we go over for people. Create that plan, show them what path they're on right now, and then say, hey, here's the way you should be changing things. It's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if that's something that you know, that you want to do and take action on, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, we're hitting the streets to ask what's on your minds about retirement. So stay with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in a lot of different ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, planning for all the risks in retirement. It'd be so nice to worry less, right? And that's what Eric is here for. He's offering you a chance to come in and visit with him. So we know Eric gets questions every single place that he goes. When they find out what you do, Eric, people, I'm sure, ask you all kinds of retirement questions or financial advice. So I am going to reach into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag and get some common questions from retirees. We are both retiring in about 3 years. We've done pretty well. We have about 10 different retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. But the problem is they're spread all over the place and we're not sure what to do with these once we're in retirement. We've done a good job of saving, but which should we use for income when we retire? We're not sure what to do.
Yeah, this is a common problem. And I think my personal record was 14 401ks that somebody had. Just one person.
Whoa, really?
So I didn't need to look at her LinkedIn page or her resume because I could see everything right there and on her 401k statements, except for her job title, of course.
But, yeah.
I mean, one of the things is also people sometimes literally lose those. I mean, I had a client lose one and all of a sudden the state found her because they had, you know, had a bad mailing address and finally somehow found her and, you know, she had $80,000.
Oh my, there. That's awesome.
I mean, that's a big mistake. I mean, the only ironic part is when she lost it, it was $40,000. So at least it did good. The one thing you really want to do is combine those into IRAs. So basically for most people, you're going to have two accounts always. You're going to have your active 401k and at least one IRA. And so every time you leave a job, you take that old 401k, roll it to your IRA. Now, the only time you would not want to do that is if you have company stock in your 401k. There are some special tax rules around that. And I actually have one client one time where we were able to save them $76,000 in taxes by just handling that stock differently. I mean, it's amazing if you have that company stock, which is less often now, but you still have some people who have that.
So here's another one. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This person also says they want to retire in 3 years, Eric. What should I do to be getting prepared? I don't think I'm ready to meet with a financial advisor yet, but I'm getting overwhelmed when I Google and read articles about retirement. I don't know what to do or where to start.
Well, that's kind of like saying, oh, I've got some ailment, so let's go online and find out. And then you've got, 20 different rare diseases, when you self-diagnose, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I don't know why the person wouldn't be ready to meet with a financial advisor. That sounds like exactly why you need to work with a financial advisor is if you don't know all these things and you're having to Google them and, you find out all sorts of junk on the internet that's often not right or is just salesy. That's the problem, I think, is when people don't go and actually get real help. And, you know, again, it's just like medical advice. Yeah, you can find all sorts of stuff on there, or those dumb ads on TV. It's like, go ask your doctor about this. It's like, well, why should I? I've never had any of those problems. But if you listen to TV for 2 or 3 hours, you probably should go talk to your doctor about 6 different medications, So, right? I mean, that's when you need to have a plan. And, one thing that a financial advisor should be able to do is help you with all these things. Now, you want to work with somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means that they have a fiduciary duty to do what's in your best interest. And that means they also can work on a fee basis. Now, if they have the term registered representative on their card, that means first and foremost, they have to work on a commission basis. They may be able to do fee-based planning, but they're mostly on a commission basis. And they're not really beholden to do what's in your best interest. So, that'd be the things to look for, where we'll actually go through your what your plan is. Now, you may say, I don't have a plan. It's like, no, you're headed someplace. So we'll tell you where you're headed. We'll tell you what issues you got. We're going to look at your income plan, see how you're going to get money out of retirement. Look at that investment plan. Where should those dollars be and where are they allocated right now? Look at the tax ramifications along the way. I mean, one of the dumb things I think is people who are financial advisors that say they don't do any tax advice. I mean, that's like a doctor who says, oh, I can't prescribe anything, or I can't ever give you any sort of medicine or treatment. It's like, what? You got to be all inclusive. And then we're going to look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And so that's the 5 things, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. Those are the things that, we want to have you plan for and have make sure it's all set and all up and running. And then if there's some issues, we're going to tell you, hey, these are some of the things that you need to fix. So, if you wanted to book a time just to talk to us and see if this is right for you, again, you can give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag right now. We have another question for Eric. My dad is 78 years old, and we've been talking about his financial situation and trying to get his affairs in order before anything happens to him. I'm learning how unorganized things have been until now, and it seems like every other week he's calling me about another CD he found, or he's remembering some other account. How do I make sure that we are not missing anything when we're trying to account for all of his assets?
Yeah, well, I was just meeting with somebody who's probably said it best. She's like, your parents, you always think they've done such a great job and you think they have it all together. And then you start working with them and finding all these assets and finding all these statements, and you find out things are quite a mess and they're not quite as organized as you thought they were. And it is one of those things where, we all have a perspective. I mean, we're all little kids and our parents are big people in our eyes, right? You always have that little bit there, still stuck in your head. And it's one of those things where you have to watch out, because, it's bad when they're still alive, but when they're passed away, boy, how hard it is to find assets then. So, you really want to talk to them ahead of this time and make sure that they have it listed out. Make sure you're helping them. If they don't want you involved as much, it gets kind of awkward. But, just tell them, hey, can you just make sure everything's listed someplace? Someplace that's easy enough to find, right? You don't want to have it in some computer file that you can't get into or know where it is, or locked up in a safe deposit box that you don't have access to. But really, you want to start listing all that and working with your parents. And we've actually done some webinars and other things about training, working with as adult kids, of what should parents be telling the adult kids and what adult kids should be talking to their parents about. And it is really critical for that communication to be open and really make sure people know where everything is.
And that's all part of your legacy planning. This is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. You have to make sure that they're, power of attorney and all of those things. I've been through that with my parents and then both of my in-laws. But here is another question for you, Eric. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. I'm thinking about canceling my life insurance. My husband and I have accumulated around $3 million in retirement assets, and we're planning on working for another 10 years because we enjoy what we do. All of our children are grown. We don't really have any debt with the exception of our mortgage. It just seems silly to have life insurance at this stage of the game. What do you think, Eric?
Well, yeah, that's one of those tough ones. And I do get that quite often. It depends on what type of insurance, right? So if it's term insurance where you have to keep paying on it or else it's going to go away, typically those start jumping up higher and higher as you get older. Yeah, lots of times those ones are ones that you're going to probably have to cancel. But often it may be if it's something that's permanent or something that's got cash value, or maybe you even increase it, because one of the things you may be leaving behind is some IRAs, which are in 401ks, which are horrible, horrible assets to leave behind because they're 100% taxable. So if you can leave some tax-free assets behind, you're going to be way better off. So, you know, one thing we've done with a lot of clients that don't need their required minimum distributions is we've actually taken those and actually bought life insurance with those dollars, because it's so much better to leave these tax-free dollars than these IRA dollars. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it may or may not make sense. All this goes back to having a plan, right? You know, you want to make sure you've got that income plan. How are you going to make that money last? And, you know, how are you going to get that money for the rest of your life? Life insurance can be actually, if you've got about a 10-year timeline, you could be funding those and actually build up some great lifetime income in those that's tax-free. So, you know, that is an option that sometimes it may make sense. Again, investment plan, you know, look at everything out there, guaranteed stuff, foundational stuff, steady income, retirement assets, you know, and the market money. And then look at the taxes along the way. You know, how can you lower those taxes, not just 1 year, but over your lifetime? That's the critical question. Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, you know, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if you want to set up a time, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we can just talk and see, you know, how can we help you? What questions can we answer? And then we can see if doing the full plan for you makes sense or not. But again, there's no cost, there's no obligation for our radio listeners right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and take us up on that offer, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for some more good stuff right after this on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. And before COVID, you've done a lot of these events anyway, not just necessarily a webinar where it's online, but you did a lot of educational events, you did women events, you've done workshops, dinner workshops, and then even the drive-in movie at the soccer stadium. That sounded like a blast, Eric.
Well, more like a honk. But,
oh, a honk. I love that idea, though.
Yeah, that was a fun night, and we were watching the Tax Train, which is a slightly depressing movie about taxes, and that was from 2018. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about that is I think the national debt was $3 trillion or maybe $4 trillion less just the 2 years
good
before
grief.
We were doing this. So that's how much it had changed in just that short time, you know, for that movie. And so the reason we're doing this webinar is really to kind of do a couple things. One is recap what happened last year. I mean, it was a great year in the market after the biggest drop and the fastest drop and fastest recovery ever in the market. So it's kind of crazy to have the worst and the best. It sounds like a Dickens novel, but, you know, all in the same time frame. And then end up having the year do very well. I mean, you know, double-digit returns was fantastic, but it was crazy because, you know, all these people are out of work, all this other, you know, businesses shut down and so forth. And so what we want to do is not just look at the past, but also looking forward with a new president. We know there's going to be new rules for the game. We know there's going to be higher taxes. The Federal Reserve's printing money. So what does that mean to you down the road? What should you be doing? How can you take action this year to save money on taxes? Because if we know the taxes are going to be higher next year and probably all the years after, what should we do now, right? That's what we're going to go over. And it's going to be a live webinar. So if you have any other questions or anything you want to ask me, we'll try to touch on all that. We'll have a chat room kind of thing there. And so I'll try to hit all those. And so give you some advice how to go forward and really just hopefully get you some good information. So the webinar is on January 27th at 6 p.m. Again, it's a live webinar, so it's something you can watch from wherever, on whatever kind of device you want. And, and then also, I would still say register even if you can't make it, because anybody who can't make it, we'll send you a replay link, and so at least you can watch it. You could still ask a question. We'd have to email you back. It wouldn't be live feedback, but, definitely you want to get that information and get that set up. So how can you find it? Where do you go? Well, you go to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's the easiest place to sign up. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com. Or if you want, we can text you the link. All you have to do is text the word webinar to 800-454-1184. Again, webinar to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.